And we're back with Bennington Today over WBTN 1370, your community radio station, WBTNAM.org, for streaming on the web or on our very own WBTN app, which you can get it to Google Play or the iTunes Store. I have on the line Mr. Bob Jarvis, who, as you just heard, is a longtime resident of Pownal, his family of the area, and he's going to be running for public office. So tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Sure. So I'm running for Pownal Select Board for the 3-year term. The Pownal Select Board meets three times a month on Thursday nights. And you know what I think? Tonight there is the Friends of Pownal is putting on an event to meet and greet the candidates. And unfortunately, that event, the business trip that I'm on right now, was scheduled well in advance of the scheduling of that event, hence I won't be able to attend. And I'm wondering if perhaps reading my statement might generate a little bit more conversation here and give people a pretty good insight. It's a 3-minute statement, pretty good insight as to why I'm running and maybe even generate some more conversation for us here,
well,
if that's appropriate.
No, that's absolutely fine. I just want to let you know that I know that I tried through my contacts at NCIS to see if we couldn't get the SecNav to help them out with some satellite transmissions and get you on live, but it just didn't work because apparently I'm just not that important.
Are you telling me that we're not live? This will air after the election?
No, we're live. I'm just telling you that I tried to get you to be live at the meeting tomorrow. It was a joke, Bob.
People continue
to treat me like Benny, what's his name? They're Rodney Dangerfield, and they should, because I really don't deserve any respect as a comic. I fail all over the world. You should have seen me fail in public in Brazil in concerts. I'd have to tell people that was a joke. Anyway, so let's hear your statement. And then we'll talk about it.
Okay. And this is the same statement, by the way, that Anne-Marie will read for me at the Friends of Pownal event tonight in Pownal.
Oh, cool.
And she is annoyed at me that she has to go and read this statement.
I bet she is.
It's almost like singing in public.
Well, yeah, exactly. But she has good breath control, so she'll be fine.
Yeah, I thought, let me just start with this. So over the last year, I've become more involved in town politics due to my concern over what I see as a growing divide between certain factions in town, as evidenced in the vision of the town plan, which has a lopsided focus on the arts. This mostly socioeconomic divide has created an emerging culture that embraces the vision of a few over the needs of us, the silent majority. What I see is a massive disconnect between the needs of the working class and those that have affluence and are able to live here with financial security. Common solutions offered to struggling families are more state intervention, more social services, and more tax-funded grants. Not only are these solutions mere band-aids to the needs of our citizens, the expansion of our state and local government is killing our economy. Forbes now ranks Vermont 48 out of 50 for economic outlook. Pownal needs jobs. We need large employers who offer not only entry-level jobs, but upward mobility, training, and the kind of stability that helps struggling families meet their basic needs with a level of dignity in it not available from government programs. A large employer would provide locals with more disposable income to be able to spend in local businesses. A small farm or food producer would have more opportunities to sell their goods when the baseline standard of living is raised and more people are coming to the area to work and live. Local electricians, plumbers, and carpenters will have more opportunity for work when families have the income to be able to upgrade their homes. More disposable income will also create possibilities for working families to be able to afford dump fees, beautify their homes and properties, and buy and maintain working vehicles. People struggling to feed their children and maintain their living situations cannot be patrons of the arts in any way. When we try to improve our local economy by way of grants and government funding, we are using the tax money of these hardworking Vermont families. The till will be empty if we do not also aggressively increase tax revenue through sources that will continue to generate money, not just spend it. Our current direction is not sustainable. Our proposed town plan has 8 requirements that large employers would have to meet to be able to locate in Pownal. These are not just requirements, they're barriers. These barriers make it highly improbable that any large employer would ever come to Pownal again. This ensures that the only kind of employment that will be available in town is low-paying with no upward mobility or benefits. This is detrimental to Pownell's struggling families, who will either need to move to access real opportunity or become dependent on welfare and subsidies. Pownell citizens must have a stronger voice and less centralized control over the decisions that affect them. The people who live here are the best equipped to choose their town clerk, how their local school is run, and what kinds of businesses are allowed to exist here. We need to stop spending Pownell families' precious tax dollars and instead create more revenue that will allow us to take care of the infrastructure needs here in town. These are my most pressing issues that I've chosen to campaign on, and of course I have thoughts and ideas regarding other important questions, which I'm happy to share with anyone. So in closing, I want to take the opportunity to also strongly recommend a no vote on Article 28 to keep the town clerk in elected position, and I enthusiastically endorse Julie Weber for that position. That's my statement. Thank you for allowing me to read it. I don't know if you heard anything in there that you would like to dig in deeper on, or if that's going to generate more discussion here.
No, absolutely. I'm trying to get the town plan open in our computer here, but I just am just failing miserably. Don't understand why, but that's okay. Tell me a little bit about the town plan. It seems by your statement that you have a problem with the direction towards, well, the direction that it wants to take. And could you explain what that direction is and why you oppose it?
Certainly. I think once you dig in, I've dug in pretty deeply into the town plan or the proposed town plan. It's not approved yet. But if I could just talk about the vision of it, because I think the vision is really what drives the content. That's how they're set up. And I want to start by saying it is wonderful that we have a growing arts community in Pownell, and it's something we ought to be proud of, but that's only part of our, that is really only part of our town. If you read the vision of the town plan, there's really four substantive paragraphs. I mean, there's a three-sentence opener and there's a one-sentence closer, so there's really four paragraphs with substance. The first paragraph talks a little about the arts, but mostly about farm-to-table, cottage industry, and a couple of other things. The other three paragraphs are 100% dedicated to the arts. So in my view, such a lopsided vision doesn't represent the people of Pownell, and a lopsided vision that is lopsided toward one segment of our economy is going to hurt all segments of our economy, and in my view, even the arts. So the town plan, and any town plan, really ought to represent the citizens and a broad swath of the citizens. And I don't see that happening with our current town plan. And that's why I'm strongly opposed to the approval of that plan and that going forward. I see it as hostile towards large employers, and unfortunately, that's what Pownell really needs. There's a lot of struggling families there, and we need to be able to bring in the kind of jobs that can raise their standard of living.
Well, no question. So let me ask you this question. What large employers do you think are interested in coming into Pownell?
We can see the large employers that have left, right? The tannery no longer is there. The Mack Molding doesn't really use that building anymore.
Right.
And there's a couple of others that used to be there, and we used to have those kinds of things. I don't think any politician can tell you, and I hate referring to myself as a politician. Oh, I got a little story about that, too. But I don't think any politician could or should tell you what businesses would come to town. We should have a business-friendly environment that should make employers want to come to our town. The lack of our business friendliness in town is really what's preventing us from having those kinds of opportunities. So, we've had, it would be nice if Mack Molding would come back down, but I don't know that that's even possible. I don't like the idea of town government or any government actively pursuing businesses to come to their town. What they ought to be doing is setting up an environment where it is business friendly, where businesses choose to come to your town.
But isn't the amelioration of certain tax realities for large businesses that come in a certain way of pursuing business or trying to convince business to come in here?
Well, yes, that's true. But then again, you're also talking about not treating everybody the same, right? So how much control do you want to give to the town government to be able to pick and choose who can come into the town and who can't? Right now, the way the town plan is written is these are barriers. There's really 8 requirements that the town plan itemizes that don't exist for other businesses. And so I would think any large employer reading those requirements would see those as barriers and would also get the clear message that if I move to Pownall, the local town government will not hesitate to insert themselves into our internal business decisions. Any business that locates in Pownall and doesn't pollute our environment and employs our citizens is doing us a huge service. And so to put other requirements on them, like contribute to our social fabric or things like that, I think is really a non-starter for many businesses. And if I'm a large employer and I'm looking at these barriers in Pownall, and my choice is Pownall or Arlington or Shaftesbury or somewhere else, or even a different state, I'm probably going to go somewhere else.
What do they consider to be contributing to the social fabric?
Well, that's and maybe that's a philosophical difference. To me, something like contributing to the social fabric. I asked that same question to the Planning Commission, by the way, and I didn't get a very precise response, or not something that I could fully understand. The social fabric, to me, is not something that's written into town government. That's the citizens, and I think conflating the concept of social fabric with government is the fastest way to destroy your social fabric. Social fabric, to me, is the community coming together. It's what allows you to keep your car unlocked at night. It's what allows you to let your kids play in the neighborhood without having to worry about what's going to happen to them. To me, that's social fabric, and I don't see that businesses contribute to that. To the extent that businesses contribute to it, it's an employed population that is upwardly mobile to borrow a phrase from the Constitution, pursuing their own happiness.
Right. I mean, businesses can add to it in a broader sense of the creation of green spaces or how they interact with the people themselves, creating free events, et cetera, but more often than not, sometimes businesses, depending on what they do, they go in the opposite direction. But none of this is what they're, I don't think, what you're necessarily talking about here.
Well, it's the requirement, right? When businesses do that, we appreciate what businesses do. That's why when you're watching PBS or somewhere else, at the end they say which businesses contributed.
Right.
Now, and when we watch that, we tend to patronize those businesses because we know they're going to contribute. But that's a far cry different from writing it into a town plan and requiring that of a business. If a business didn't create a green space for you, but they employed your citizens, then your citizens would have, and your tax base would come up enough that you could take care of those infrastructure things on your own. You can put it out as a referendum. Should we spend X number amount of dollars to create a park for our children to play in? But all of that revenue comes from the private sector. So everything you spend came from you have to generate the revenue in order to be able to spend it. So my concern is that we're putting requirements out there that are a disincentive to even creating the revenue in the first place.
That's very well said. Can you hang on a moment? We're going to listen to some of our friends talk, and we'll be back in a moment with Bob Jarvis as we continue this discussion about the Pownall Town Plan and his desire to run for the select board.